Listen, in my day, we had to smoke hash through two hot knives and a wine bottle, you kids, with your fucking vaporizers and your hash pins. You're in the future.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab. Stab.
Welcome to Stab! Welcome! You guys ready to meet your contestants for Stab? In chair number one, we've got Ingaio Bilum.
Shit, fire, and save them.
We have the beautiful, young, taunt, taunt, Gamora. John Gamora.
So taunt. So taunt.
In chair three, we have lover of fruit, Luke Soyan. I don't know if he's... You look healthy.
Yeah, I like fruit. I like spinach, too.
Jesse Jones, he's here.
I am.
Welcome. Welcome to Jesse Jones. Are you guys ready to play Stab?
I'll take a shot at it.
See, we have a little thing.
You guys have the best soundtrack of any podcast I've been on so far.
All right. Welcome to Stab, everyone. My name is John Ross. This is Ingaio Bilum.
Woo.
He's here. Ingaio, let's see. He was a kid once.
Yes, I was.
He was a child.
I was born at a very young age.
He performs all over this great nation.
All over. I'll be in Atlanta in January.
Atlanta?
Yeah, at the Improv with Ryan Posehn.
Really?
January 8th through the 10th. And at the Punchline here in San Francisco, or Sacramento, wherever we are. The Punchline here in this town. New Year's Eve for the early show, 7:30. So come get your pre-funk on. Tell them you came to see me, you get a discount.
Oh.
Wow. Ooh. Ooh. Huh? Yeah, I'm saving you at least $5.
Stab is saving people money.
Take a stab at it.
You've also been on, what have you, you're on BET once, right?
I was on BET. I've been on all the letters, A&E, BET.
You know what's weird about BET? I watched it and was entertained.
Wow. You know what's funny? I used to do a joke about when Viacom bought BET because I knew Viacom was going to fuck it up. And surely, shortly after Viacom bought BET, they were fucking interviewing NSYNC on 106 and Park. And I was like, I know no blacks who are entertained by NSYNC. I thought it was supposed to be for black entertainment. Like, they weren't punching them or hitting them with sticks. I would have been entertained by that. And it turns out I'm a Justin Timberlake fan, so I take it all back.
Well,
I tried to hate, but I had to stop.
White lives matter. I don't know if that makes sense.
Apparently more than any other lives.
Yeah. I think that's not true. That got weird. I know. I shouldn't have brought it up. I shouldn't have brought it up.
Fucker.
Next, we have John Gamora, who's never won anything in his life.
Taught, but he's taught.
Taught.
But he's young. New that's bio. Why. You haven't won any competitions of any sort?
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry for assuming otherwise.
It was at a church.
Oh, really? What did you win?
It was a stand-up competition, and I won $250.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Cleat it, John Ross.
Jesus-based comedy?
Jesus-based comedy. It's all jokes driven from the Bible.
Throws down three Jesus nails. Can you put me up for the night?
Jesus-based. That's I like to use Jesus-based in all of my gravies. right down the...
I use Jeezy-based.
Right down the line, we have, what's her name again? Luke Soyan. He collects Fruity Pebble boxes. I don't know why. He's also the host of Epic Tiki Talk Show.
Epic Tiki's Tiki Talk Talk Show.
That's what I meant.
The next one will be at the Comedy Spot February 21st.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Just confirmed tonight, everyone.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Hot so off exciting. The presses.
It's called the printer. Yeah. The show is on. How are you going to you usually do the show on YouTube where it's you and someone in a pool?
Yeah, it wasn't a hot tub at my dad's house, but I don't live there anymore. I finally grew up and I moved out, so now I don't film it there anymore. But there's the live ones are at the Comedy Spot maybe now, hopefully if they keep doing good, and then maybe we'll film one somewhere else someday.
Maybe in
when
a baptismal.
I get another camera.
Maybe a baptismal. Yeah. That would be great.
Just build a hot tub in the Comedy Spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
They should have inflatable ones.
They should have one in there.
You think, Brian?
Like a birthing pool. Like for home birthers.
Nice.
That'd be pretty awesome. Right down at the end, we've got Jesse Jones, who's on all of our shows.
Yeah.
Jesse, I don't know if everyone knows this. He coined the term Hulk rules.
Well,
how'd that start?
It's easy when the statement is so true.
Yeah. You guys ready to play Stab? All right, go. This first segment is called This Was Today. In Gaio Bilum, on this date, 1791, NYC traffic regulation creates its first one-way street ever. Also on this date, 1862, General Ulysses S. Grant issues Order Number 11, expelling Jews from Tennessee. Tennessee. How did you celebrate these events in tandem?
Well, I lit a menorah.
Okay.
On a one-way street.
Okay.
I smoked a joint.
As you do.
Well, it was a menorah with like eight little joints on them. So we're on the second joint so far.
That's right.
And then I stood in traffic yelling Black Lives Matter.
Okay.
And all Jew Lives Matter as well. Jew Lives Matter. Well, my kids are black and Jewish. So really, apparently Ulysses S. Grant hates the fuck out of both of us. So we didn't really celebrate that part of it. Apparently, if he had his way, he would drive all the Jews on a one-way street right out of Tennessee. So I didn't really see any cause for celebration. It was like a dark celebration. I threw tomatoes at...
Jews?
No. Anti-Semites.
Oh.
I lured them into my one-way alley, and then I would pelt them.
They're stuck.
Pelt them with tomatoes.
Awesome.
Kind of somber. Cathartic, really.
I'm glad you did that.
And me too. I feel much better. I'm a much better person for it. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was my day.
Guile, thank you.
And how were you?
You know, good. Getting over the stomach flu.
Aw.
John Gamora.
Yes.
It's your turn.
All right.
Today is International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers. Yeah.
Non-consensual violence.
Right, yeah. Rape fantasy's okay, I guess.
I Googled this. Wait, is that it? Is that
no,
it?
No, there's still more. Also on this date is we're also observing the Wright Brothers Day, United States federal observance by presidential proclamation. So how did you celebrate these two events of International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers?
So
EVDSW day.
EVDSW day. I Googled it because I didn't believe you.
Well,
I actually didn't. I thought you just made all of these up, but I Googled it. And December 17th, today, is actually End Violence Against Sex Workers Day.
International.
And I went to the website. I was starting
as opposed to domestic violence against sex workers. International.
I went to the website and I read a little, some of the stories, the About Us page, and then I immediately got the wristband. It's in the mail, I hope. It's going to get here by Christmas, expedited shipping. But yeah, this is like a serious thing. Today is the day that sex workers get hit the most, I guess.
That's the Super Bowl.
No, but I think it's like seriously though, December 17th is the last feasible day that a John can go to a prostitute of any gender because of equality before the holidays. Because you have to spend those with your family that you hate so dearly. You have to endure another half-hearted blowjob from your frigid wife. That's how the routine goes. You go to Jared, she reluctantly gets on her knees. Not knowing that trans activist and Vine celebrity T.S. Madison's gum is stuck to the underside of your balls. Because T.S. Madison, unlike Helen, deep throats your cock, your wife gags on pretty easily.
Whoa.
You don't want to leave the motel room to put on some cheesy sweater your wife wasted your money on to spend the next 2 weeks trying to get your gay son to understand the difference between a fumble and an interception. And trying to remember your daughter's favorite color. You want T.S. Madison to wrap her tits around your face, and the thought of leaving their warm embrace makes you fussy. But despite all of this, you don't have to hit her. Or give her chlamydia. Oh yeah, planes are cool too.
Thank you, John.
Another pleasant valley Sunday.
I fucked up on this next one because I didn't look up how to pronounce this guy's name. Luke Soyan, not Luke Soyan's name. I pronounced that perfectly. Luke, on this date, 1930, Bob Guccione? Guccione?
That was
Guccione?
My guess.
Guccione.
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 That's American publisher, founded Penthouse. It's his it's his birthday today.
Woo! Yeah. Yes, yes.
Also on this date, 1938, Otto Hahn discovers the nuclear fission of the heavy element uranium, the scientific and technological basis of nuclear energy.
A boon for all humankind.
Did you say boon?
Yeah.
You know what? I read the word boon for the first time 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that was a word. And now you're using it. That is...
I thought usually it was some docks somewhere.
What
boon,
a boon.
Boon docks. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
How did you choose to honor these two events of Bob Guccione and the other the part?
Well, I started by going to a corner market or liquor store, and I stole a Hustler because I understand that's what you had to do before the internet was a thing. So while he was on the phone, I just, you know, I put it in my, I wore like a trench coat, stole it. And then I, because the other ways, I guess, was you had to, you either had to do that or like look in a garbage can or like had to have like a benevolent but creepy uncle who's like tired of the stuff he has, so he gives it to you. So I did that, and then I built a town in Nevada modeled after 1950s America. I went into one of the houses, got into a refrigerator with Hustler magazines I stole, and I blew up a fission bomb in the town square.
Mm.
And that explosion sent me reeling through the air in the refrigerator, in which I masturbated three times to completion before landing and popping out of the refrigerator, dusting off my fedora and my whip, and outdoing the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull's most ridiculous scene.
There you go.
No melted faces.
Hold on to your potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Jones.
All right. Thanks, Luke. Was that it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Jesse Jones, as you well know, on this date, 1991, soap opera One Life to Live airs its 6,000th fucking episode.
Yeah.
Also on this date, 2011, Kim Jong-il, North Korean commander and politician, second supreme leader of North Korea, took his last supreme nap, never to wake again, finding himself dead. What did your festivities look like as you honored these past events today?
Well, I started this day, as you would probably expect, by waking from a 15-month coma, which no one imagined I would ever recover from, especially not Claire Fairbanks, the conniving Liquisoft dishwashing detergent heiress, whose selfish drunk driving escapades landed me in my vegetative state, low 1 1/4 of a year ago. Unfortunately, I quickly realized that one of the effects of the coma was CSD SAD, or conveniently selective dramatically situational amnesia disorder, the most common form of amnesia diagnosed by the sexy doctors at St. Charles Community Hospital. I wandered the streets of Florence Cove in a haze for hours, while slowly bits of my past began selectively, dramatically, and conveniently returning to me. Until I finally came face to face with my own face splashed across the front page of the local newspaper, the Florence Cove Exposition. But I immediately recognized that it wasn't me at all. It was instead my evil twin, Dandridge Gastonstall. Yeah, gasp you may. But how could that be? He had died 3 years earlier when he and I grappled along the edge of Cheshire Bluff after I discovered that he had been poisoning the water supply of Florence Cove for over a year while posing as an international plastics baron to seduce our own mother, Patricia Valiant Gastonstall, in order to gain control of her interest in the diamond mines of San Balisandro, the source of our family fortune for generations. I saw him tumble over the bluff, surely meeting his grisly fate on the rocks below. It was a secret that had haunted me ever since. And though no body was ever found, it was impossible for anyone to survive such a fall, or so I thought. But there he was, having assumed my identity, and subsequently rising to power as the chairman of Salomnic Industries, leading nuclear energy company of the northeastern states. His arm draped around the silken alabaster shoulders of none other than Claire Fairbanks herself. They were somehow, confusingly, and entirely improbably, in it together the entire time. Will I be able to stop my evil twin from selling nuclear materials to rogue hostile nations and save my own reputation in the process? And will Claire's twisted plan to drive Dandridge into a crazed fit of jealousy backfire on her when it's revealed that she has mistakenly been having an affair with the secret love child she had with Palo Verdean pool boy Chancho Hildanza 19 years ago? And what about the silver mine discovered under the Mission Church High School gymnasium? All of these answers and so many more questions await viewers of Destiny and Desire, my new docu-soap, weekdays at 11 a.m. on the Soap Opera Network.
Great job. That was This Was Today Once. This is Stab. This next segment is called Penthouse Letter to the Editor. One very horny crowd member.
Wow, wow.
Honoring the aforementioned birth of Penthouse founder Bob Guccione.
Ooh, Bobby.
Bobby. Please use this moment to write an erotic letter to the editor of the following real magazines. In Guile, you were given the magazine Nintendo Force magazine. John Gamora, you were given American Baby magazine. Luke Soyan, you were given Aquarium USA magazine. And Jesse Jones, you were given Pharmaceutical Executive magazine. We're going to start with Ngayo Bilum with Nintendo Force magazine.
Dear Nintendo Force magazine, I never thought these letters were true. But last week I had an experience that changed my life, and I thought I would write and tell you all about it. I'm a nerd in a small western town. And my wife and I were sitting in the arcade when I saw this young girl. She looked like a hentai fantasy with her short skirt and one tentacle for a leg. And I turned to my wife and I said, let's double team her. My wife says, I'm not really in the mood. So I looked at my wife and I pressed on her tits, up, down, A-A-B-B-A-A. Which gave me a cheat code. Which allowed me to go talk to this nubile young vixen. And she was giving me the big eye, so I whipped out my Donkey Kong. I really don't want to finish the rest of a letter. I'm kind of a prude in public.
All right. Yours truly.
Yours truly. Ungayo.
Great job, Ungayo. Great job.
That's as far as I got. And then I came.
Then you just, you came.
Then I came.
Came so hard.
Motherfuckers want to find me. Come so hard, motherfuckers want to find me. No, JZZ. You didn't know the cheat code on your wife? Yeah. Try it out.
Circles, small circles. That's all I do.
Larger circles.
Larger circles, small circles, two fingers. John Gamora.
Hello.
How are you? Let's hear your penthouse letter to the editor of American Baby Magazine.
American Baby. Dear American Baby Magazine, I know this is going to sound like a crazy fantasy, but every word of this story is true, bro. I was working as a groundskeeper of Imagination Playground in Manhattan. Now I'm not anything special. 46, 260 pounds, mostly bald. But this beautiful mother was playing with her kids. Now, being shy and notoriously nervous around a good mommy, I had no idea how to approach her. But she had way too good of a stroller to not pursue. She had spit-up stains on her modest top. Her hips, thicker from mothering, at least three, led all the way down her stumpy legs to the most sensible shoes you've ever seen. I would do anything to have my spit-up on her shirt. I balled my fists and went for her. With introductions, she seemed thoroughly impressed by my forwardness. I looked down in her stroller and saw a tube of Gerber Graduate's Lil Crunchies. I picked up a single Lil Crunchy and let it melt on my tongue. She, Christy, pulled her glasses down from the bridge of her nose. She looked at her kid and then looked directly at me and said, "It might be time to put someone to bed." Back at her apartment, her son asleep, she immediately changed my diaper. And boy, did that make me feel fussy. She made me the bottle with the perfect temperature and got me a BPA-free natural rubber binky. Then put me down in her deluxe crib. I slept all night. It's the night I'll not soon forget. I was truly an American baby. Thank you.
John Gamora, thank you very much. Well played. Luke Soyan, let's hear your penthouse letter to the editor. Art Luna delivering the smoothie.
Yeah.
Art Luna. That was Luna's...
Yeah. The man of the hour.
I don't know if you knew this. This is Luna's 1 million smoothie.
Where's the confetti, though?
Yeah, it's going to drop.
Oh, my God, there's so much. Wow.
Everyone, free smoothies. Just kidding, Art. Sorry.
Here come the balloons. Wow. All
right. Luke Soyan, please share with us your penthouse letter to the editor of the magazine Aquarium USA.
With pleasure, John. Dear Clay Jackson, editor of Aquarium USA magazine, I blame you for my derelict vagina. You see, my husband is a man obsessed. All he does is tend to his ever-expanding network of freshwater and saltwater fish tanks. Our entire home has been converted into an oceanic utopia. Our house is like if the director of the Monterey Bay Aquarium and Ty Pennington of Extreme Home Makeover Edition went apeshit on a 4-bedroom suburban home. If Nemo ever goes missing again, you will find him here. My husband's work is impressive, but it's very disappointing to see a man so dedicated to the wrong sort of plumbing, if you know what I mean. When we originally met, he was insatiable. He was like a man lost in the desert, and I was the secret pool of water he found to drink from. He was like a heroin addict, and I was the belt, the spoon, the lighter, the needle. He was like a fat guy, and I was the buffet line at Sizzlers. He was like Bella, and I was Edward. I don't know if either of us was Jacob. He was like a really, really horny man, and I was a woman that he could have sex with a lot. He was like SpongeBob in that one episode where he went into Sandy's tree dome and realized that he couldn't handle air without a bowl of water on his head. And I was the bowl of water. I hope you understand what he was in relation to me, because if that's not enough examples, I don't know what other ones to include. But back to my story. One day, I was lying beneath the manta ray and grouper ceiling tank, caressing my nipples, which, by now, were constantly firm. My husband came into the room and just stepped over me, like I was a speed bump slowing him down from feeding the mollusks in our family room. I made a hurt sound inside. Then I tilted my head and saw my salvation, an algae sucker fish slyly darting about an octopus wall to my right. I wasn't sure, but it seemed we had made a connection. I waited until it was dark and my husband had gone to bed. Then, when I knew it was safe, I crept downstairs and found the algae sucker still there, sucking away on a piece of coral.
You wrote it.
I know. Like an hour ago.
Own it.
I opened the tank and reached in. He was playing hard to get, swimming fast away from my probing hand. But eventually I got him. I took him to my lounging chair in the living room where my husband had an entire sea monkey kingdom, laid out like the map of Westeros from Game of Thrones. There with an audience of 3 million sea monkeys, I had my way with the algae sucker, or rather, he had his way with me. He found my little button easily and sucked away until I was lost in this land. I came 3 times and at the end of it, the algae fish was dead. In my search for ecstasy, I had forgotten that the little stud needed water to survive. I suppose in the back of my mind, I thought it would be wet enough down there, but maybe that isn't water.
I've never really figured it out. Please, American or Aquarium USA magazine, print my story and tell the other lonely housewives out there with aquarium crazed hubbies that it isn't over if they don't want it to be. Anonymous.
Luke Soyan. Good job. Very good.
You want it all, but you can't have it.
Jesse Jones, please share with us the penthouse letter to the editor of Pharmaceutical Executive magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Dear purple dragons of the black hole at the center of the universe, I unlocked the code hidden in your power capsules. Huh. The horse that guards the train station didn't believe that I could, but I'll show him. I'll open him up and spread him around and laugh. I will laugh at its squishy wet insides until they dry. Yellow oval plus white circle. And I can punch my car hard enough to make it tell the truth that my kitchen lies. Four pink circles plus a red and white capsule helps me fight the demon ghost with my mind lightning. Blue diamond plus yellow egg plus orange circle summons Thrustington J. Pinklog, splitter of trousers. I've broken three toilet seats with Thrustington. I high-fived time! I once made love to the concept of infinity. Technically, I still am all the time. Which maybe is why Thrustington never seems to go away. I'm supposed to call a doctor if that happens. But they might make him go away, and then I won't always be humping infinity because they're jealous. I've never not had my dick inside of everything, everywhere, forever! Wow. Okay. Green Triangle and his friends Tan Circles are telling me it's time to battle astral tiger crabs in the Nito plane for a couple days. I'ma send this brain mail to you now. Then go be king of Galaxy Force Battle Unicorn Squad on a secret mission to the sun. Then wake up in all the sweat Monday. Sincerely, beep boop. Zoom lightning bolt, karate chop, laser dove, choo-choo train, caretaker of Thrustington J. Pinklog, who slides in and out of all of us forever and ever.
Jesse Jones. Way to bring it home.
Thrustington.
Thrustington. I had Thrustington Pinklog, but I felt it needed a middle initial to tie it together.
J is better than Q.
Yeah.
I would have went with W.
Quite.
W's good.
Yes. Great job. That was Penthouse Letters to the Editor. This is Stab. And this next segment is called Reorganization, our favorite segment, and should be yours too. Actually, if you go to our Twitter account every once in a while, we will share this with you guys to play along with us at Stab Show. I always want to say .com after that, but it's at stabshow.com. Sometimes you can play along with us. Check it out. This next segment's called Reorganization. Take this existing acronym and reimagine it. One, what does it now stand for? Two, who or what does it now represent? The acronym, CIA. CIA. We're going to go and start with Ngayo Bilam with your acronym, CIA.
Clearly and without any surprise, Cannabis Inhalers Association.
Right. Ding.
You can join our Weed of the Month Club. We have a newsletter and a website and a small farm on the outskirts of Mendocino County. And it's pretty self-descriptive. And it's the end of harvest season right now, which is probably why I haven't written any more in depth about it.
Wait a minute, you smoke weed?
I smoke a shit ton of weed.
I had no idea.
Apparently for the last month, dude, it's been kind of crazy right now. I don't really know what's going on. I'm trying to be productive, but really, I'm just like, well, I think this Animal Cookies is slightly better than this OG Dream, but really, This super skunk is probably my favorite right now, but I have a Boonville strawberry that I've been trying to get to, but this sour skunk is so nice. White Widow, everybody grew very well this year. So
I love.
I've been inhaling cannabis.
I love.
I'm going to open a bud and breakfast and a dew branch. I'm going to have people pay me to trim my weed. It's going to be great.
You should.
It's like the Mark Twain dew branch.
Oh, dew branch.
Take your time. Like dude ranch, except with dubs.
I'm an idiot. I don't.
Clearly. Am I not enunciating? Are you stoner than me?
I am maybe.
Dew branch. Is that the Hidden Valley?
Hidden Valley dew branch, except our food is better.
I love the weird names of weed. It really gives legitimacy to the cause. It's a medicine called strawberry stomper nickels. It's like, what?
That's yeah, not. Well, fine. It's a fucking dick drug called Viagra. That's like, who makes that shit up?
I don't know, but...
Exactly. Gynalotrimin. What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm going to put
it's
it
Lotrimin for your gyna.
It's your
which is technically true.
I feel like a vagina should be called a Lotrimin.
Really?
You maybe not.
The vaginal after an antifungal scream?
Yeah.
Okay. Do what you need to do.
Lotrimin.
Lotrimin. Lotrimin.
Lotrimin.
There you go.
Low.
Trimmigration.
Trimmigration.
That's when immigrants give you the Brazilian wax. No? Is that a reach?
No. I like it. I like it. That's what we're going to name the podcast title. Lotrimin.
Lotrimin stab. Gyna
Lotrimin. All right.
Stabtrimin.
Stabtrimin.
Gyna Stabtrimin. Stabtrolotrimin. All right.
I don't want to talk about
it's run its course.
Yeah. You know, we shouldn't make jokes like this being that it's International Day Against Sexual Violence Against Sex Workers.
Learn yourselves.
John Gamora, what does CIA mean to you?
All right. It means crippling internet anxiety. Okay. We brought our spokesperson, Zoe Deschanel, here is to shed a little light on the situation. Normal anxiety has pushed people to the internet, but now us quirky girls need a new reason to feel special. CIA, quirky girls who say weird things on the internet, brought to you by the guttural sound.
Great job, John. I was in the middle. You ended before my drink. Luke Soyan,
yes.
What does CIA mean to you?
I was going to go with chalupas intending to advertise.
Okay.
But that one was, you know.
Yeah.
I went with this, though, instead. Carl is arcane, mm-hmm. which is a Tumblr written by a man named Carl who practices black magic. He posts blog entries such as top 10 uses for the blood of your enemies. And what I did to a goat while wearing a robe one time. He also takes pictures of himself in front of churches, Jewish temples, and mosques, flashing people just as they're walking out and capturing their shocked faces. If he's lucky, he gets a picture where he's looking back also, and he gets both faces in the picture. And that is CIA.
Thank you, Luke. Thank you. Jesse Jones, on this specific segment, be the homebringer. CIA.
Scanning the audience to see how this might go.
Uh-oh.
CIA now stands for cunt, intended affectionately.
All right.
This movement, led by a joint partnership between the Gentlemen Feminists of Balls, or Bros Against Lovely Lady Slander, and the empowerment-minded outreach group Together We Are Tight, or TWAT, is intended to take back a word that for too long has been used as a slur against strong women, or other times simply for its shock value with comedic intent. The proud men and women of TWAT and Balls intend to reintroduce cunt as a label to be worn proudly and as a badge of honor by caring, uncompromising, nurturing, triumphant women. So stand united with your powerful sisters and be counted as a cunt today.
That was Reorganization. This is Stab. This next segment is called Write a Poem About It. Gentlemen, You've all been given a subject to write a poem in regard to Bilam Ngayo. Bilam, comma, Ngayo. You were given waterboarding.
Yes.
Gamora, you were given daughter hoarding. Luke Soyan, you were given samurai sorting. And Jesse Jones, you were given domestic abuse reporting. We're going to start with Ngayo Bilam and his poem in regards to waterboarding.
I'll tell you whatever you need to know. You don't really have to. The end.
That was beautiful. John Gamora.
Alrighty.
Daughter hoarding.
Daughter hoarding.
Daughter hoarding.
All right. Daughter hoarding. Looks of judgment, attention seeker, these words cut at me like knives. Monstrous woman, rule with an iron fist. Moi, waterboarding my beautiful brown girls. Your daughter hoarding will not prevail, they say. But it will. I will make leaders, heroes. I'll make a bunch of Oprahs. I am Oprah. Hashtag black excellence. It's about her school in Africa.
Okay.
I got it. Took me a minute. I'm with you.
Yeah, sorry. Dated reference. She opened that school in 2007. Yeah.
Black excellence.
We barely remember Bring Our Girls Back. Do you think we're going to remember that?
Not all girls.
Bring some girls back. Bring sexy back. Then our girls back.
It never left.
Yeah.
Bring sexy girls back. That's what... Never mind.
Yeah. Stop now.
I'm just saying that's probably the hashtag they would launch when they came back, and then whoever it was that took them. What was the name of their group?
Boko Haram.
Boko Haram. That would be their hashtag. Bring our sexy girls back. All right.
Did you pull a muscle reaching for that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Your back probably.
I did. Luke Soyan.
Yes.
Samurai sorting. Let's hear a poem about that.
Okay. Last night I went out drinking and samurai sorting. Now I have more enemies than the guy who invented waterboarding. It wasn't like I got blacked out on the town with my katana out. I just had a couple of those blue adioses, the blue ones that make you verbioses. I know that's not a word. I remember everything I said, especially that racial epithet directed at Ned. I called him a tourist son of a gaijin because he was white and took away my gin. I then brandished my steel at his throat, cursing his mother, saying she was a goat. Then Ned said he'd put me in a hospital bed, and the only way I'd be fed is with tubes, to which I replied, "Fuck you, man boobs." The steel I pressed closer to his flesh, the blade drawing blood fresh, and before I cut his throat open like a tauntaun, I took a second to eat a delicious bonbon. It was then that his pal Hal kicked me in the spinal canal. I dropped my blade on the floor, making a hard dash for the door. My hand grasped the handle hard as I was kicked directly in the nards. I went down to the floor in a shower of tears, and people all around began throwing their beers. Collecting myself, I found my sword and got out of there without another word. I don't know what happened to Ned, but I sure hope that he's dead. Let this be a lesson to those who don't know. Samurai sorting and drinking is a huge no-no.
Thank you, Luke.
Very nice.
Very good. Jesse Jones, domestic abuse reporting, and a poem in regard to that.
Yeah. difficult to find the funny. but I did actually wind up with two poems on the subject.
Of course you did.
They're both, no, they're they're simple, they're short, straight to the point. First is a limerick, all right, titled A Force to be Reckoned With.
Jesus Christ.
There once was a bastard from Cope who'd hump ladies even when they'd say nope. He'd rough them and rape them from Bridgeport to Graytham, until one woman refused to allow it to go unpunished any longer and called the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-888 or 1-800-656-HOPE.
Thank you. And the second.
And even shorter. This is The Colors of Love. Bloody noses are red.
Oh, Jesus.
Black eyes are blue. Before he beats you to death, call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE, and they can help you.
Mm. Nice.
That was write a poem about it. Guess what? This is Steel Stab. And this next segment is called Department of Tourism. You've just been hired as your city's new tourism director. Congrats, by the way. Now, make us want to come to your city. Engailo.
He's my cousin. It's my evil twin who's after the mines.
Engailo.
He's the Engailo who doesn't get high.
He has the upside down.
Engailo. Yeah, I got it. Engailo. That was fast.
I'm on fire tonight.
Unhayo and Engailo.
You're welcome.
Gesundheit.
Engulio.
Mongumo.
You've been given
Monsanto.
The town. No such thing as Weedville. John Gamora, you've been given the town where Trader Joe was raised. Luke Soyan, you were given Tiki Barbaropoulos. Jesse Jones, you were given Panteraton. We're going to start with Engayo.
Engayo.
Engayo. Let's hear about the town, no such thing as Weedville.
Come on down to the town of no such thing as Weedville. We don't have any weed because we're not in fucking junior high school. We smoke marijuana. And cannabis and fire and dank and trees. Our shit is the shit, son. You think you're a connoisseur? Fuck you. Come on over to No Such Thing as Weed because we have hash and concentrates and edibles and pills you can eat that'll get you higher than a fucking chola's eyebrows. Higher than the moon. Higher than John Boehner after 18 scotches after lunch. I don't know. And golf.
Let's go there.
And golf. And at our high school, we have powder puff puff pass football for the ladies. And all of our restaurants are open for brunch.
Thank you, Engayo.
Thank you. I'm the mayor, by the way.
Of No Such Thing as Weedville.
Yes, that's
right. It's a cover.
It's all cannabis sativa.
It's a cover. All right. John Gamora.
All righty.
Take us to the town where Trader Joe was raised.
Have you ever wanted to see the definition of white? Then come to the town where Trader Joe was raised in. It's whiter than Trader Joe's brand mayonnaise. This town is lined with mom-and-pop looking businesses that don't actually concur to the mom-and-pop traditions of a business, and filled to the brim with conservative Democrats. Don't drive anything other than a Prius, or you'll face the wrath of silent judgment. With just over 4,000 people, it's much smaller and more unique than the average town where other supermarket owners were raised in. It was in this town that Trader Joe got help for his severe schizophrenia, dealing with the personality disorder, much like Tara from the United States of Tara. So statues were erected to commemorate the fallen personalities. Trader Jorge, Trader Ming, Baker Joseph, Trader Giotto, Trader Joson, Arabian Joe, Pilgrim Joe. Joseph Brau, Joseph Ondler, Trader Joanne, Trader Jacques, and Trader Darwin. These are all brands from Trader Joe's. These are all,
really?
Every single one of them. Trader Joanne does lip balm.
Thank God.
Of course she does.
Mm-hmm. The town drink is the delicious two-buck chuck, so needless to say, everyone here has a drinking problem. That's it, thanks.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Thank you. Great job. We're going to keep it going down there to Luke Soyan. You were given Tiki Barbaropoulos.
Yes, yes, indeed.
I realize, I'm sorry, it's because you do a show called Epic
well,
Tiki.
I figured. It's weird, though, because he is my favorite running back of all time.
Really?
Yeah. You'd think it'd be Frank Gore or something because I'm a Niners fan, but I don't. It's Tiki Barber.
I don't like Tiki Barber, and it's because he's a prick.
And yeah. I read about him, and I actually, this is about, I mean, yeah. I didn't realize he was like a cheater.
But I do love the idea that he retired like a year or so before Eli Manning won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's great. He was a dick. Sports. All right, guys. Tiki Barbaropoulos.
Okay. After City founder and former NFL running back Tiki Barber left his wife Ginny for super young and sexy model Tracy Lynn Johnson in 2010, the city of Tiki Barbaropoulos was inspired to dump its old frumpy location and find a sexier new one as well. That's right. Though you may remember the city being situated just outside of homely Denver, Colorado, the city of Tiki Barbaropoulos has relocated to several miles north of Nubile, Miami, Florida. Come enjoy the sun, the sand, and the hot bodies spilling out of Miami like some kind of Caligula wet dream. All of our beaches are nude, so don't come here if you're pregnant with twins like sad old Jenny was when Tiki left her. We recommend starting your vacation at our visitor center, where you'll receive a free tour of our Tiki Barber Museum. You can watch a video highlight reel of every Tiki Barber touchdown, which includes all 68 career rushing, receiving, and punt and single punt return touchdowns. Then, when you come outside, you can take a photo with our 10-foot-tall bronze Tiki Barber statue. And finally, if you're feeling a little bit shaggy, you'll want to visit our Tiki Barber's shop, where you can get the signature and mega-trendy Tiki Barber haircut. Bald! The city has done a lot to erase it. The city has done a lot to erase all memory of its former duds, just like Tiki has forgotten his ex-wife, old what's-her-name. Join us in tan, skinny, and tight Tiki Barbaropoulos, located just a few minutes north of Miami.
Luke Soyan, thank you very much.
Very nice.
Very good. Jesse Jones, you were given the city Panteraton.
Panteraton. Okay.
So hopefully people that remember that band.
A vulgar display of power?
Yes. Yeah. It's great.
It's somewhat reliant on that.
Sorry. On that fact.
Did I just step on your line?
Oh, No. Just on knowledge of the genre. Music in general. All right.
Let's do this.
Ben Rice keeping the show going.
How did you pronounce it again?
Panteraton.
Panteraton. I think I was pronouncing a hard ton.
Panteraton.
Okay.
United Colors of Panteraton.
Panteraton. All right. This is an automated response to your email query. Please do not reply to this address. Thank you for your interest in Panteraton. We regret to inform you that Panteraton, your mecca for all things Pantera, is no longer in operation. All remaining items in the Dimebag Darrell merch porch will be available for purchase in lots on eBay in the summer of 2006. We would also like to take this opportunity to save you the trouble of searching for alternative rock, metal, and nu metal themed vacation attractions, which have also ceased operation as of this posting. Anthrax Central was forced to close early in 2002 after envelopes of their namesake began showing up in congressional mail after the events of 9/11, and also after founding member Scott Ian turned his creative attention to sharing with VH1 how much he loved specific decades of popular culture. Slaughterville and Striperopolis both shut down in 1999 after being built on a dare and as a prank, respectively.
Yellow and black attack, baby.
While Papa Roachtopia is scheduled for demolition in 2008, the honor of which will be given to the park's first visitor. Fortunately, though...
They're local. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to laugh about it.
Fortunately, though, Nickelback Sylvania in Hanna, Alberta, Canada, is still open for business, offering its world-famous This Is How You Remind Me photo booth to tens of devoted visitors annually.
Jesse Jones. That was Write a Poem About It. No, that was not Write a Poem About It. That was Department of Tourism. This is not The Family Feud. This is Stab. This next segment is called Top 5 Google Searches Of, and it is our last segment of the evening. I'm sorry, guys. I know you paid $5. Oh, by the way, if you didn't pay $5, it's actually you pay to leave what you think the show's worth. Whatever you think the show's worth. Forget I said $5. Please share this with us, the top 5 Google searches of Engalifu? Engalifu.
Engalifu.
The rare white rhino that died last Sunday at the San Diego Zoo. This leaves the current white rhino count at white. At 5 in the world, white rhinos matter. Yeah, he was the 6th, and he died. So please, let's hear the top 5 Google searches from the perspective of Angelifu.
I'm sorry. These are searches for the rhino, or searches that the rhino made
the rhino
before
made.
It expired?
He may have made them on his way to heaven.
Sure.
According to Pope Francis.
Aha. Uh-huh.
All rhinos go to heaven.
All rhinos.
Not all rhinos.
All white rhinos go to heaven.
Damn. Y'all are cold.
Ngayo, let's start with you.
When I hacked his account, trying to stop him from making the movie about killing the North Korean dictator, I found these tough Google searches. Hmm. I found how to live forever using rhinoceros horn.
Okay.
apparently read that a little late. Mm. Rhinoceros hentai porn, which I thought was kind of odd.
Yeah, I agree.
Rhinoceros dating sites.
Okay.
Plenty of rhinoceros was the one, but you know there really weren't that many.
Right.
I don't think the other guys had gotten online yet. Because it's kind of hard to use the keyboard with your
rhinoceros.
Big flat rhinoceros feet.
Tusks. And hoofs. And,
How to hide in strawberry bushes. how to hide your rhinoceros in a strawberry bush.
That's from a popular book, I believe.
You paint their toenails red.
Okay, that's a popular joke. That's right. That's right.
That's why you never see a rhinoceros in a strawberry bush.
That's
because it works.
It's true. One more?
That was five.
That was five?
I'm going to go with five.
I mean, I think it was four, but we'll call it five.
I'm going to call it five.
And Ngayo Beelam, one more time for Ngayo Beelam for being here. And Ngayo, what's your Twitter? What do you want?
Ngayo 420. NGAIO 420.
Say that again. I think I interrupted it.
NGAIO 420.
Okay.
NGAIO. Ngayo was his name. Oh, there was a club that booked an act. Ngayo was his name. Oh, I'll do that for an hour. That's my whole act. And then I do 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
That sounds fun. That sounds like a fun time. Thank you for being here, Ngayo.
Thank you for having me.
We've been trying to get you for a while. You're our biggest get. Thus far.
Step your game up.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for living in SAC. John Gamora.
Hello.
What are the top five Google searches of Ngayifu?
Ngayifu.
Yes.
Ngayifu.
Top five Google searches.
Ngayo is what I call them. No, actually, preface to this is that southern white rhinos are not going extinct. They're like a different subspecies. Northern white rhinos are going extinct. Oof. There are five northern white rhinos left, but there are 17,000 southern white rhinos left.
What's the difference?
I don't know, just some like stuff.
Geography?
They're genetically different.
Yeah, stuff, and then they're genetically
It's just their accent.
Yeah. So here are the things that Ngayifu, a northern white rhino, would Google. All
right.
Are southern white rhinos racist? Southern white rhinos circumcised? Southern rhinos / north rhinos babies. Pictures. Joni Mitchell blue. Tattoo ideas.
All right. Thank you. John Gamora. Great job. Go ahead and plug something. Your Twitter.
Oh, you follow me at John Gamora. I'm almost at 300, I think, followers.
All right. J-O-N.
J-O-N. J-O-N. No H. I have a weekly show somewhere in an alley. In an alleyway. It's at an art studio. It's in the S Street, R Street alley, and it's coming back on the 1st of January.
Awesome.
So come get over your hangover with my show on 23rd Street between S and R.
I will not be there as my ex-girlfriend shows up to all the shows.
awkward.
True.
Yeah.
Weird. True dad. She's
right.
A big supporter. Do I get off the stage now?
You don't have to. You could sit there if you want.
Oh, all right.
You're good eye candy. Stay up.
Tot John Gamora.
The Tot.
Hashtag I can't.
You can follow me at Tot John Gamora.
I want you to buy that account
now. Yeah, scoop that up. someone's
Twitter's
gonna
get it. For sale right now. Luke Soyan, thank you for your debut performance. Yeah.
This has
been
so much fun.
Thank you very much for being here.
Having a ball.
you're being a ball. Thank you. I want to dance with you. Let's hear the top five Google searches of that white rhino.
Angalifu. That was my pronunciation.
Angalifu.
I thought I would throw that in there. Okay, so how to tell if that chubby man with a cartoon mustache and a safari hat is friend or foe? These aren't necessarily in order, but I just wrote them this way. Okay.
Okay.
How to make repopulating the species sound sexy to my wife? Because she just won't have sex with me. Okay. Is it illegal to sell your own ivory horn? And then this one was followed closely like a few minutes later. How much does a prosthetic rhino horn cost? And then the last one won't be as funny, but LegalZoom.com for writing his will.
Aww. Luke Soyan, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you.
What is your deal? What do you want to plug?
Well, like I said, Epic Tiki's Tiki Talk Talk Show Live, episode 2. I don't know if we call them episodes, but at February 21st at the Comedy Spot at 10:30. 10:30, 11. Go check that out. I don't know who the guests will be yet, but it should be really fun because I learned a lot on the first one. So
yeah,
it'll be as good as my performance here or better. So,
all right.
All
right. Luke Soyan, thank you for being here.
And then my Twitter is at Epic Tiki Comedy.
Right.
And website epictiki.com. Sketches, videos. All right, that's it.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Jesse Jones, do the ultimate. Bring us home, would you?
Will do.
The top five Google searches of Angalifu, the white rhino, that died Sunday at the San Diego Zoo.
Okay. Weather, Manhattan, December 20th. Airfare, New York City, Priceline, Expedia, Orbitz. Carriage ride, Central Park, price, schedule. Broadway tickets, Lion King, 8 p.m. Sudden numbness in left front and hind legs. Possible cause, 44444 RFTGV space.
That was Stab. Jesse Jones at That Jesse Jones. This has been Stab. Thank you guys for coming. Stab is over. One more time for all the contestants you saw tonight. And Gail Bielum, John Gamora, Luke Soyan, Jesse Jones. Also, special thanks to Dan Herrera, TBPstudios.net. Luna's Art Luna here. Give him a hand. We are here live every first and third Wednesday of the month. Check us out on Stitcher, iTunes, and Twitter at Stab Show. And you can also check out our website at stab4gold.com. Stabforgold.com. Thank you for being here. Goodbye.